From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Former Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak stresses innocence after he was charged of criminal breach and trust of corruption at Kuala Lumpur court on Wednesday. Speaking to reporters after being released on bail, Najib said the charges were something that he expected from the new government, and that if this was the price he has to pay for his years of service to the people, then he accepted it. The charges come 2 months after a multi-billion dollar graft scandal at a state investment fund that led to his shock election defeat. Najib said the trial was an opportunity to prove his innocence. Rescue teams in northern Thailand were giving swimming and scuba diving lessons Wednesday as part of preparations to extract a young soccer squad trapped in a cave. Reuters' Ed Giles has more on the rescue efforts.
Thailand's deputy prime minister said Wednesday that the water currents in the caves can be very strong and the space is very narrow. Authorities have also said another escape option could be to wait until the water level drops and then have the boys walk out. As of late Tuesday, around 120 million litres of water had been pumped out of the cave. The governor of Chiang Rai province said Wednesday the boys may need to come out one by one.
That was Reuters' Ed Giles. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says the European Union will make every effort to avoid a trade war with the United States, but Washington needs to join in that effort. The U.S. has imposed tariffs on EU steel and aluminum imports and is considering whether to add tariffs on cars, trucks, and auto parts. Merkel said the good functioning of the world economy depends on countries working together as partners. For additional stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. Anti-government protesters rallied in front of Poland's Supreme Court in Warsaw on Wednesday to show support for the rule of law and the court's president, who is being forced to retire under a new judicial overhaul. The protesters chanted "Free courts" and "In the name of the Republic of Poland." Protests started this week against the new law mandated by the right-wing ruling party that cuts the retirement age to 65 from 70 for Poland's Supreme Court justices and could force out as many as one-third of the country's court justices. It's seen as the ruling Law and Justice Party's clampdown on the top court. Denmark's prime minister said Wednesday a letter from U.S. President Donald Trump accusing NATO allies of not spending enough on defense focused too much on figures and not on what the countries have done. Other European NATO allies, including Norway and Germany, also pushed back on Tuesday against U.S. criticism. AP correspondent Matt Small reports that President Trump pushed aides on a possible U.S. invasion of Venezuela.
According to a U.S. official, President Trump pressed aides last August during a meeting in the Oval Office on possibly invading Venezuela. Trump then raised the topic two more times with Latin American leaders, highlighting a White House focus on forcing Venezuela's president from power. But critics say it also emphasizes how Trump's America First foreign policy at times touches on recklessness.
That was the AP's Matt Small. The next leader of the UN's migration agency predicts that the number of migrants heading from North Africa to Europe will grow and that European countries will increasingly refuse to let them in. Antonio Vitorino says refugees seeking asylum must be guaranteed protection. He says the admittance of economic migrants depends on whether European labor markets can absorb them. What would the 4th of July be without hot dogs? AP correspondent Shirley Smith reports on one of the American holiday's traditional events.
Chowdown champions will be facing off at Nathan's famous July 4th hot dog eating contest. The men's record stands at 72 frankfurters and buns in 10 minutes. 10-time winner Joey Jaws Chestnut will confront 20 other men on New York's Coney Island boardwalk. He set the record last year. And Mickey Sudu is seeking a fifth women's title in a row.
That was AP correspondent Shirley Smith. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.